5 and 10 from Skywatch TV, 5 topics in about 10 minutes for March 4th. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the U.S. downgrades the PA. State Department confirmed Sunday that the merger of the U.S. Embassy and Consulate in Jerusalem would take place Monday. And on Saturday, a U.S. official said, anonymously, that downgrading America's mission to the Palestinian Authority would proceed as scheduled. This essentially is a slap at Mahmoud Abbas and the Palestinian Authority. It rolls the mission to the Palestinian Authority in Israel into the work of the embassy in Jerusalem, downgrading the status of the Palestinian Authority. Now, the State Department said this does not mean a change in American policy towards Jerusalem. In other words, it's not an acknowledgement that Jerusalem is sovereign over the whole city, even though it really is. Again, this is one of those political footballs that diplomats try to juggle so they don't have to say what they really mean. Anyway, that the newest change in the American mission or embassy to Israel. Meanwhile, Israeli tanks reportedly fired on Syrian army positions across the Golan Heights on Sunday, this near the town of Hader in Kunietra, the mountains there north and east of Israel. No injuries reported. This was the first IDF attack inside Syria of this type, anyway, since February 11th. Topic number 4, megapastor provides cover for abortion. Megachurch pastor Carl Lentz of Hillsong Church, New York City, had a huge platform last Monday as he appeared as a guest on ABC's daytime talk show, The View. Sadly, he took the opportunity to suggest that abortion can be justified in some cases and that the people killing them should just continue living according to their own convictions. When host Joy Behar asked Carl Lentz whether abortion is sinful, he responded, "That's the kind of conversation we would have finding out your story, where you're from, what you believe. I mean, God's the judge," at which point the audience broke into applause. He continued, "People have to live their own convictions. That's such a broad question to me. I'm going higher. I want to sit with somebody and say, what do you believe?" Well, the Bible records many instances where the people did what was right in their own eyes, and it was usually followed by God sending some judgment in the form of an enemy neighbor to come in and oppress the people of Israel, at which point they would then repent and call out to heaven, and God would relent and send them a deliverer. Lentz continued, "Some people would say it's an open shut case. To me, I'm just trying to teach people who Jesus is first and find out their story. Before I start picking and choosing what I think is sin in your life, I'd like to know your name." What did he just say? I mean, that's a good kind of answer if you're responding to a question about which Bible translation is best or the timing of the rapture or the shape of the earth, but not exactly a strong defense of human life. A defense of the sacred status of human life as being created in the image of God. Or a strong argument against child sacrifice, for that matter. But some good news coming from the state of Missouri. Here in Missouri, the House of Representatives passed a bill last Wednesday that's been called the strongest pro-life bill in the country. The bill states God is the author of life. House Bill 126 passed the Missouri House of Representatives by a vote of 117 to 39. 117 to 39. That's a 3-to-1 margin. That means bipartisan support. See, here in Missouri, both major parties are mainly pro-life. Both chambers are controlled by Republicans, which means the Senate will probably pass it, and Republican Governor Mike Parson is in support of the bill, so it will probably pass here. The bill has multiple provisions related to abortion, including bans on abortion when there's a heartbeat and when the unborn baby can feel pain. But it is unique among bills that have passed state legislatures around the country in that it mentions God as the author of life. Topic number 3, the retail apocalypse. Last week, Gap, JCPenney, and Victoria's Secret, within 24 hours of one another, announced the closing of more than 300 stores across the country. And Tesla Motors also announced it's closing many of its 378 physical outlets, moving to an online-only sales model. Online-only sales of automobiles. It's one thing if you're buying a used car, you know, to find it somewhere online, but it would still be nice to be able to test drive something, especially if it's a new car that you've never driven before. Anyway, even profitable companies having some trouble and moving to trim its workforce. Walmart, which just reported a huge earnings growth in the fourth quarter of last year thanks to a growth in online sales, oddly enough, it's eliminating its graveyard shift in hundreds of stores by using robotic machines to sort packages, deliveries at night, and then restock shelves. This will eliminate the overnight shift at more than 300 Walmart stores around the country, and we'll try to transition these employees to daytime hours, but in many cases, the employees are working overnight because it's the most convenient for their family situation. For example, if they've got children at home that they can't leave alone, people may not have an option except to just leave the company. Anyway, Walmart also accelerating its rollout of robots in the back room, a system of robots and conveyors to unload trucks and stock the shelves in the storeroom prior to bringing them out into the stores themselves. This so-called fast unloader will be deployed at about 1,700 stores by the end of the year, up from 400 now, which again means hundreds of unskilled laborers losing their jobs. One change which Walmart announced, which got some pushback in social media, by the way, is the elimination of or the transitioning into new responsibilities of Walmart's greeters. You know, the retirees or people with some physical challenges that greet people as they enter the Walmart stores, they are now going to be responsible for checking shopping carts for theft and handling refunds as well. Topic number two, turmoil in the Southern Baptist Church. The chairman of the workgroup tasked by the Southern Baptist Convention with investigating churches facing sexual abuse allegations resigned Friday, saying that his group didn't have the authority to conduct these investigations. Ken Alford announced his resignation on Saturday after public outcry after what appeared to be a rather hasty conclusion that six of the 10 churches facing these allegations no longer required further investigation. Alford claimed, however, that the SBC didn't give his group investigative authority and that they had to make their determination based on information provided to them by Southern Baptist Convention President J.D. Greer. Alford said the task of investigating was beyond the capabilities of the group, which he described as three pastors, president of a Bible college, a church accompanist, an attorney, a dentist, and a dental hygienist, who also serves as the Women's Missionary Union National President. The work group determined, after they were asked to investigate based on information given to them, that six of 10 churches required no further inquiry. That result infuriated many of the victims and victims' advocates in the Southern Baptist Convention. An investigative report published by the Houston Chronicle and the San Antonio News Express featured those churches and revealed that over 700 people had suffered abuse in SBC churches over the past 20 years. Coming up, recalls. That's next on 5 and 10.
Millions of people from around the globe were stunned when U.S. President Donald Trump shocked the world by recognizing Jerusalem as the eternal capital of Israel and ordering the American embassy to be moved there.
The United States finally and officially recognized Jerusalem as the true capital of Israel and opened our embassy in the historic and sacred land of Jerusalem.
Over 2,000 years have elapsed since Jesus Christ warned of a day when a man of sin, the Antichrist, would appear to lead the world into deception and destruction.
Even Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu admits that biblical prophecies are unfolding, that Donald Trump is a King Cyrus-like figure leading the world into a new era of man.
President Trump, by recognizing history, you have made history. The Temple Mount is in our hands.
Violent protests continued in the Middle East today over President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
And now the official Sanhedrin in Israel declare President Trump is advancing a prophetic process that will usher in, when the time comes, the rebuilding of the Third Temple.
As the world awaits, a secret incendiary scheme is underway by religious authorities, government agents, and Jewish rabbis to build a third temple.
When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in that holy place, then shall be great tribulation. such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be again.
The rabbis, Donald Trump, and the top secret plan to build the Third Temple.
And item number one today, recalls. First, Washington Beef, LLC, is recalling about 30,000 pounds of ground beef chubs. Those are, the tubes of ground beef that you find in grocery stores. They may be contaminated with foreign materials. This according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service. Ground beef chubs produced on December 27th of 2018 include a use or freeze by date of January 20th, 2019. The brand names included in this recall, St. Helens Beef and Double R Ranch Northwest brand beef. You can check the latest list of food recalls at fsis.usda.gov. And Subaru Motors issuing its largest recall in history, more than 2.3 million SUVs. The issue stems from an emissions problem that results in brake light failures. But it's not from the exhaust of the car that's causing the problem. Apparently, the emissions are coming from chemical compounds released by common household items like shampoo, perfume, fabric softeners, shoe polish, and cosmetics. Your perfume may be causing your brake lights to fail in your Subaru. These chemicals cause an insulating barrier on the switches, which renders them useless, and that may also cause ignition problems. You won't be able to start your car because of your shoe polish. Recall, again, largest in the history of Subaru. It comes at a time when the company's already suffering from some bad press. Last year, they revealed that two of its factories had been caught manipulating fuel efficiency data on some Subaru models. And early this year, Subaru had to stop production at Japanese factories because of a power steering issue. Yeah. Well, Skywatch TV, we're looking forward to an exciting year. A lot of things on the schedule, one of which we're really looking forward to, and that's a brand new studio. We're asking for your help partnering with us in getting this studio built to find out how you can help us achieve this goal and how we will thank you. Log on to skywatchtv.com. That's skywatchtv.com. By helping us, by the way, one of our thank yous is a free pass to stream the video from the Skywatch TV Defender Conference in August. It's sold out, but you can see Tom Horn, Dr. Michael Heiser, Joel Richardson, Dr. Michael Lake, all of us from Skywatch TV, and more in full HD. Again, if you partner with us in helping build a new studio, to find out how, log on to defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. And by the way, details on streaming video coming soon from Skywatch TV. For the month of March, our thank you for your support is a grab-and-go prep kit, water, food, and a survival book. For your donation of $10 or more inside the United States to help support the work we do here at Skywatch TV, just log on to skywatchtvstore.com or call 844-750-4985. You hear the Watchmen Conference coming up quick. It's less than a month away. We're coming to Dallas at the end of the month. We'll be at the DFW Lakes, the Hilton DFW Lakes Conference Center. Sharon, me, L.A. Marzulli, Dr. Michael Lake, and our partners on the Israel tour, Pastor Carl Gallops and Messianic Rabbi Zev Perot. We can save you $20 off the tickets, but hurry because it's 99% sold out. So if you're thinking about going, act today, but use promo code Gilbert20, that's Gilbert20, to save $20 off the registration. Or if you can't make it, watch it in high definition video. Save 20% off the video stream by using the promo code Gilbert20 at hearthewatchmen.com. Our tour of Israel in May. We will see some amazing things. In fact, I just talked to Jim Barfield of the Copper Scroll Project last night, and he will be in Israel while our tour is there, and he'll be leading our group, the first group he will ever give a tour of Qumran, where he believes the mysterious Copper Scroll points to artifacts from Solomon's Temple. He'll show us where. In fact, he's hoping to get permission to take us to the cave, or what they believe is the sealed-up cave. That includes some really exciting things, including the Tabernacle of Moses. To find out more about our tour of Israel and to get your place on that bus, log on to LipkinTours.com. That's LipkinTours.com. Add Skywatch TV to Roku or Apple TV or download our free mobile app and we can broadcast anytime, day or night on your schedule. My website is always there 24/7 as well, including the new interview with Jim Barfield of the Copper Scroll Project and the weekly Bible study that Sharon and I produce, the Gilbert House Fellowship. You'll find that at derekpgilbert.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.